Hey y'all, we back. This is Robbie. I have
Marco. What's good?
And we are off label and we back with the jump off. I've been gone for a minute.
And now we're back with the jump off. Who's in the trap?
No, but it's been like 3 weeks and we really missed recording, but you know, life happens, so
you know, we definitely like talking shit, so
Mark was trying to act kind of like, I think we be talking too much shit, and I need to calm down and whop the bam. And I'm like, okay, but that's not who you are. Just be yourself. And if y'all rocking with us, y'all rocking with us. If not,
fuck y'all.
Oh, my gosh. We laughing so hard, y'all, because y'all just don't understand. That's my motto, right? Marka called me telling me something about somebody, and I assessed the situation, and my reaction is always, okay, fuck them.
that should be cracking me up.
But so we have a lot of topics or whatever, so we're just gonna jump right into it. So first things first is R. Kelly.
Now, I'm tired of hearing this man and his bullshit.
Like, nigga, we never hear good news about you. Good news. It's always negative and it's always sexual.
Right.
Why are you so nasty?
Nasty. You know what I'm saying?
Like, some of that stuff, we should not know that you pee on people. We should know that you like a finger in your butt. That's the latest
that I've
read.
What?
Yeah, that's what I read. I was just reading an article earlier, and the girl was, she gave an interview, and she was like, basically how he groomed her. And he was like, first it started off with, of course, I want you to be a singer, and I can mentor you, whop the bam. The second visit, it was like, oh, you sexy. I want to buy you some lingerie to wear for me. The third visit, oh, wear the lingerie, prance around, cool. The fourth visit, I want to show you what I like to do and how I like it. And then he asked her to put a finger in his butt. That's what I read. I don't know how true it is, but that's not even a problem. The problem is that you are keeping women against their will, supposedly, and you are being controlling as far as what they wear. You're holding your money over their head, and that's the reason they're not leaving, because they have become accustomed to this lifestyle. But then you're taking advantage of them, and they're like they're not underage, they're legal. But at the end of the day, you are like 20 and 30 years older than them. So it's manipulation.
Technically, I think they were, one of the girls was 17 when she went. And the whole story is the fact that he was going to, you know, help her out, you know, with her music career and whatever.
Which her parents allowed.
Right. Her parents was like, yo, it's cool. So she was going to stay in the house for like a couple of months.
But my thing is, as a parent, R. Kelly couldn't come 10 feet.
Right.
Within my child.
That's what I'm saying.
And I ain't heard of him being gay, but I wouldn't even leave my kid around him, because, nigga, you like children. No, you can't be around my child alone. So the parents, they were money hungry and probably fame hungry as well. And they allowed their daughter to be alone with this man.
Right.
Now shit didn't hit the fan, because he telling the girl, like, no, you can't communicate with your family. Like, you know, he's controlling.
Right.
And so now they have a problem.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, my thing is, like, those girls are whores anyway. You know what I'm saying? Let's call it what it is. Because I don't give a how much amount of money, you ain't going to be backpedaling and pussy popping for no damn money. And no record deal. And especially from a nigga whose career is not even doing good on its own.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is, R. Kelly can stand alone. He can come out with a hit every 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and the shit going to make it. And we going to rock with it.
No, I don't think so. When was the last time?
I don't fucking know.
Exactly. Because
sure
there was
something
none.
Within the last 2 years.
Trust me,
that
there,
we
wasn't,
liked.
There wasn't any.
But I've never seen him
probably
put anybody
that woman. Trust me, ain't nobody really checking for R. Kelly. And
I mean,
then,
his concerts still pretty much sell out.
They probably do, but girl, that's because that's these old heads that be wanting to hear
go
the
somewhere
old
for a
$25
ticket.
Hey, it is what it is. But my thing is, like, you know, you wanted to be trying to talk about, like, you want to bring up this young girl and get her into, like, a big-ass celebrity, make her become this stardom shit. But at the end of the day, nigga, your shit ain't doing good either.
And he ain't never put nobody on. Now, or maybe, I don't know. Nobody that's really popping. If y'all know of somebody that R. Kelly put on and they still
relevant, let us know.
Let us know. We could be wrong.
I want to know. But at the end of the day, I doubt it.
Acknowledge me when I'm right and correct me when I'm wrong.
But, well, bitch, I'm always right.
Never. I'm always right. Nah, but y'all, we not fucking with R. Kelly. He's a nasty, disgusting person. And this is when, like, this is what I'm saying. Child molesters, people like him, they cannot be rehabilitated. Point blank, period. So, these kind of people going to jail and then y'all letting them out. Like, no, when you commit a crime against a child, these niggas should be in jail forever, because at the end of the day, all they need is that space and opportunity, and they gonna do it again.
Right.
Like, if they think they can get away with it, they not gonna have the willpower to be like, I'm not finna fuck that little child that's alone. No, they gonna do that shit.
So you're saying that R. Kelly should go to jail?
R. Kelly should go to jail and stay in jail. Absolutely. Oh, yes. And then the little girl, y'all, I don't know if y'all watched the videos or whatever of her, but the stories are starting to connect, because they were saying that he controls the way they dress, like he don't like them to wear revealing clothing, and he doesn't like them to talk to, like, their family and friends. He isolates them or whatever, and the shit sound about right.
Now, do you believe that, though?
I do believe it. She said she went from talking to her mama every day to talking to her mama two or three times a year.
So my thing is, you're going to... Wait. So my thing is, you're going to allow somebody to tell you you cannot speak to your mom.
It's women that are like that.
Because you want money?
It ain't even about the money. It's just, I want to make this man happy. You know what I mean? So I'm going to do what he asks me to do. And it's a lot of women like that. I mean, you hate to hear it, but it's a lot of women that do whatever to make these men happy.
That's because you want to be in that situation.
You're not even stupid, dumb whores, okay, dumb sluts. We're not gonna blame a child, you know what I mean, for a fucked up situation. That's how I look at bitches like that. Because you know how children are naive and
I
dumb.
I don't agree.
I feel the same way about women that's like that.
Because my thing is, you're so damn thirsty. No, you know better. you think you want better. You know what I'm saying? You think you want this the lavish lifestyle, you want the money, you want the cars, you want the clothes and whatever, but you will do everything and you're willing to do everything to get it. And my thing is, I have no respect for that type of whore. Point blank, period.
I don't think they knew that it would go this far. Nobody would sign up for that shit. I refuse to believe that somebody is going to sign up to be controlled in the beginning,
of course not. But when you start to see that something is not okay,
I mean, it's too late.
That's what happened with women
to get their ass beat. Like, they get all caught up in that life, and eventually it's hard for them to get out. It's too late, and now they got a black eye. They say this man control what these women wear. And this girl, she's 21. It's the middle of July, and she has on a turtleneck.
That bothers you for real.
It bothered me, because I'm like, girl, what? Because you know it be hot in Florida, like 95. She's not in Florida.
So it's in Florida?
No, she's in Atlanta. But I'm sure the weather is similar in the summer. It's hot as fuck.
Right.
It's July, and she has on a turtleneck doing an interview. Not even an interview, just like a video saying, no, R. Kelly isn't controlling me. Like, girl, what? Every 21-year-old I know will jump on Snapchat or Instagram and do a selfie video and, you know, plead their case. Nobody is being recorded. That's how you know she's being controlled. Because he's like, oh, I'm going to have one of my people record you.
No, but then I saw another video.
They say he took her phone. He gave her a phone that only he has the number and shit like that. All of that sound about right, because, bitch, what 21-year-old, you know, don't have social media?
Well, probably she do. She don't, because of the fact that he's controlling her.
So that's what I'm saying. It's true. R. Kelly, you did that shit, and you know it. Your ass should be in jail. You can't, because she's legal, but, oh, karma gonna get him.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, we could point fingers at R. Kelly all day, every day, But to sit there and allow this girl to just walk away with all this type of shit, nah, I ain't with that shit.
Speaking of nasty celebrities, Usher out here just passing out herpes. What the fuck?
Nasty ass niggas over here giving all types of girls herpes, especially his wife's bridesmaid. Is that the ex-wife?
The ex-wife, Tamika Foster. Yes.
Dang, so, y'all, that is crazy. So, y'all,
the story is he gave this woman herpes. The woman that he gave herpes to was a bridesmaid in his wedding to Tamika Foster.
Right.
This is Tamika's friend. They were having an ongoing relationship.
With him and the girl?
Yes. They got videos and pictures of her with the kids and him alone, and they're hanging out. Y'all, he gave her herpes. And he paid her $1.1 million or whatever.
You think she deserves that?
She deserves the herpes, and he deserves to be blasted. Now, do I agree with the whole world knowing his business? No, we shouldn't know that, and he should sue whoever put that out there for, like, HIPAA breachment or something like that.
I think she's the one who put that out there.
She did not. She's married and with child. I don't think she would put her business out there.
I mean, at the end of the day, he gave her all types of, he gave her whatever he gave her. But then you say that, you know, she saw some green stuff coming out his.
That's the part where I'm like, girl, what? I mean, I took sex education in high school, and I don't remember them saying anything about green discharge coming out of your penis when you have herpes. Right. I'll read up on it, but I don't believe that. I thought herpes was like you get bumps and lesions and all that stuff. I don't know nothing about green discharge. So with that being said, ma'am, you still chose to sleep with him. And he had something coming out of his penis that wasn't cum?
I mean, at the end of the day, a whore, again, back to the whores, they always gonna do something to come
so
up.
You, like, so that's how it work in the celebrity world. The you celebrity fuck over world, your friend and you get paid $1 million
and something
for
it? And you get paid
it?
Money. Would you do that to me?
Really? No, I would never. Money can't buy happiness at all. And, you know, like,
and that's your reputation, because now everybody looking at you sideways like, bitch, you was sucking dick over here just,
bitch,
you know
what I'm saying? Bitch, you could never be my
friend. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. That is fucked up to me.
It's going to happen to her because she's going to get married, and the same thing is going to happen to her in her marriage because karma is real.
Right.
But yeah, I don't play, like, I have people, you know, that want to date me and stuff like that, and they try to throw their money out there, and my thing is, I don't want shit from you. If
right.
I don't fucking like you, I don't like you. Ain't no amount of money gonna make me fuck with you.
Ain't no amount of money gonna
I
make
can't.
You look good. How about that?
It ain't.
Because
unless you Diddy or Jay-Z. That's the kind of money I could get gone with now. Nah, I'm just playing, y'all. But what else I wanted to talk to y'all about? Okay, so speaking of Build a Whore, if y'all don't know what that means, on Basketball Wives, Jackie told, what's her name? Evelyn. That her daughter was a Build a Whore. And so what that means is that you, like, raise up a kid to become a whore, a daughter.
But before you even say anything,
I don't think we're going to talk about that. We talked about that last episode, I think.
I don't know. But what I feel is that because of Evelyn is, like, such a whore and stuff. So, and
I tell y'all, holiness get deleted. She's not a whore anymore. She is engaged to be married. Absolutely not a whore anymore.
But the mileage don't come off, though. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Your body count don't come off. You know
okay,
what I'm
even cars with high mileage, they keep running, right? And they run smooth.
I don't know. Like, you're so nasty.
I'm just saying, that you gonna trade the car in if it had a bunch of miles but it run real good? No, you gonna keep that same car. That's
I
all
guess.
I'm saying.
If you wanna say that.
Honda's get deleted. Y'all, so we sitting on my patio doing a podcast and it is pouring down rain.
It is.
I don't know
raining.
If y'all can hear it, but it's so serene and beautiful. Matter of fact, this podcast should maybe help y'all go to sleep. But in a good way, you know? You know how you listen to a good playlist before you go to bed?
Right. But
what else happened on that episode? I think Jennifer and
Evelyn, they got back into, they had a little conversation, and it's pretty much back into their friendship.
So what happened is, from what I remember, is that they fell out because Evelyn started dating Ocho Cinco.
Right.
And Jennifer was like, bitch, he, no, he don't. Ain't the one. He ain't but the one. He the ain't real that nigga. Thing, he the reason why like, she don't fuck with him. And Evelyn was like, oh, bitch, you mad, you hating. Well, I right. feel bad.
But then she had a, she had done a, did an interview about Ocho Cinco and Evelyn's relationship or whatever. And she made a comment saying, you know, I don't think it's going to last because of the fact that of who he is and whatever. So she, Evelyn didn't like that. And, you know, she pretty much damn near attacked, damn near try to jump over a table and try to attack Jennifer like a wild beast.
Who does that to a friend?
Right. So my thing is, like, that whole thing, yeah, we can mend our friendship, but we can never be friends. Like, I don't want to be around you. I don't want to talk to you in that way. Like, we're not fucking each other like that.
And that's why, like, with women, you just, I don't know how to say it. I don't know if you watched the movie Girls Trip, but basically, at the end of the movie, they just was saying how, you know, men will come and go, but your friends are here forever. So, that's a direct testament of that. And sometimes your friends are not hating. They telling you the truth off of stuff that you can't see. Because when you in love, it's a bunch of shit you can't see.
I mean, I know.
Because you in love with that nigga. So, your friends, they don't know him and they not in love with him. So, they can see stuff at face value and they can comment on it and let you know. And if you know that you have a real friend, you shouldn't take that as, oh, they mad or they hating. You should really listen, especially if this been your friend forever. Like, what kind of person are you to even think your friend's hating on you? Like, yeah. I don't even have no friends that I think hating on me. And if I feel like you hating on me, we not fucking friends.
We not friends, right.
Like, I'm cutting you off. I'm gonna be like, this bitch a hater. And I'm gonna see that shit way before it get into some deep shit with me and my nigga or something like that.
I know that shit all too well because y'all been told me about that Jamaican.
Yeah, y'all go see the movies Girls Trip. It's very, it's a fun movie and
very entertaining.
Very entertaining, and you know, it hit on some real life issues with friendships and black women and all that good stuff. Oh, speaking of girl trips, y'all, I came from Jamaica maybe like 2 weeks ago with my girlfriends. It was about 7 of us. It was my best friend's 30th birthday. And when I tell y'all, we had a ball.
What y'all do?
We pretty much just hung out on the resort and did a bunch of drinking and stuff that you do while you're in Jamaica. And eating.
Any Jamaican man.
No Jamaican men. They were flirting, but, you know, we didn't hang out with any men because half of the girls were, they are in relationships. So, that was a no-no. Mm-hmm. But, you know how you always get, like, the fun one, the sleepy one, the drunk one.
What? You're the drunk one?
I wasn't the drunk one. I was the sleepy one. I was the first one sleep every night. Because I was the first one up. I'm like up at 7 a.m. ready to tackle the day. And so, of course, about 2 or 3 in the morning, after a long day of drinking and eating, bitch, I'm out. I mean, my mind wanted to stay up, but no. And it was no arguments, no freaking attitudes. Stuff that's expected when it's a bunch of women involved. It didn't happen. So, we can't wait till the next girls' trip.
And where's the next one?
It's going to be in Mexico. And
hopefully all y'all come back because, you know, them cartels don't play.
I'm not down in Mexico. That's not happening.
Are we guys going to go to Cancun?
No, we going to Cabo. So, it was nice chatting with you all. Until the next podcast.
Later.
Later.